This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We are live from SEC Media Days, and I'm just made Abe Gordon's ears hurt. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. She is the queen of tofu, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, which is an appropriate time for that, Miss Allie Mack. And then Abe Gordon, who I would like to call the most interesting man at 92.9 The Game, but then again, he's also at the same time the most boring man at 92.9 The Game. A runner of marathons, Mr. Abe Gordon, joins us in place of the All-Americans. Big shoes to fill, literally big shoes to fill. A guy has walked sideways downstairs. I've seen it. And we sprinkle in the most vanilla man in Atlanta radio and the worst waiver, Mr. Dylon Matthews. Good morning, everyone. The morning shift is live from the 2025 SEC Media Days.
This is it. To me, this is the start of football season. I know we look at the NFL and it kind of kicks off with training camp. And for me and growing up loving college football the way that I did, this is kind of it. And it's developed. Media Days in general have developed into a thing. It didn't used to be. I mean, you're going to have hundreds of media members from a bunch of different southeastern towns, cities. I mean, all sorts of sizes and shapes, covering 16 different squads. And I'm excited to kick it off. It just means that, like, we're getting close.
Well,
we're getting there.
I want to give us an A for effort this morning because we are here. We are some of the only ones here right now live at SEC Media Days. And our setup, we are literally, we have our backs to the stage right now where everything, all the announcements, all the presentations are going to be happening. So I'm so excited to be a part of this. Today, we have a really stacked show, as always, and a little bit. We're going to be covering the Braves and Cardinals series that was had a couple of rain delays in that. But yeah, right now we're going to get into some SEC stuff. So Commissioner Greg Sankey, he is set to take the podium in just a couple hours, 9 a.m. to kick off SEC Media Days. Bo, is there anything in particular you are looking for Sankey to address?
I mean, I take everything that these guys say with a grain of salt when they're commissioners. I'm sure he'll be asked about the playoff system and where it could go. You know, with he's been a proponent of getting what, like, four automatic bids for the SEC, and the he's in lock and step with the Big Ten commissioner on they want four as well. We heard the Big 12 commissioner just last week talk about he's for a 5-11 system, I believe. So just, you know, 11 at larges and highest five rated conference champions. I'm interested in the new NIL with kicked in on July 1st with the ruling finally coming down. So I think those are the things that are most. And then, you know, will he talk? And I'm sure he'll be asked, but what will he say about a conference championship game, Abe? You know, that's one of the deals that a lot of people think is going away. I don't think so, but he has proposed it to go away to the extent where it's more of a play-in game for, like, that final spot. So he's came up with a lot of ideas that I think are not very good. So probably just to address all of those things that I, that I mentioned.
There's a lot of things I think he's going to get into. And one of the more interesting developments over the last month or so is it actually feels like the SEC and Big Ten are splitting away from being aligned on the 4-4-2-2-1. And the SEC might now be adjusting more in line to what the Big 12 has suggested, where you have the 5 and then the 11 at-larges. And it's going to be interesting to see, because the SEC and the Big Ten are kind of pushing this thing further. And they've been together for so long, aligned, and I just think they're breaking up a little bit, a slight divorce, if you want to call it that. And I just ultimately think, and I've lived in Big Ten country, I've covered the Big Ten, I just ultimately think that they don't understand the power they do or don't have. I just think as the SEC makes decisions, more programs are going to fall in line with what the SEC decides to do. I also want to know what's going on with the SEC scheduling. Are we at 8 games? Are we at 9 games like everyone else? And I think that will ultimately impact, as you mentioned, Bo, the conference championship game, play-in games, and the overall playoff format.
Yeah, I just do not care about that as much as other people. I do not care about if it's an 8-game or a 9-game. I'm okay with one at least, you know, whatever game, because I understand what it does for the smaller programs, and I think it also gives these guys, we're asking these guys to play more games than ever. I understand they're getting paid, but not all of them are getting paid life-changing money to the extent that some are. And I'm not a fan of telling these guys they got to play all these more games and not basically give them a week off, because that's what it is. And they're not professionals. You're asking them to play almost into February now, right, some of these guys? So that's not, and plus, I think it also gives you out-of-conference matchups, which these teams are going to. And I'd rather see that than, you know, see Georgia get to make sure that they play Vanderbilt every year with the new format moving forward.
Well, there's a couple things. It could cost you some of these rivalries you've gotten used to, right, North Carolina versus South Carolina, if they have to play an extra SEC game, their stuff involved there. But it's also going to be fascinating to see what the strength of schedule metric means for college football eligibility and the playoff committee and their decision-making. If you add an extra SEC game, more likely that's going to continually bump up your strength of schedule. How much does that ultimately matter when you're rounding out the field? Because I think in most of these teams, you're either going to know they're in or out. You're talking about the last two or three spots where you're trying to compare either ugly wins, bad losses, that sort of thing, where it'll come into play. I don't think we need to jump up to 9 games, because I'm with you. I like having these season kickoff games, which might go away. You might not have Georgia Clemson or Florida State versus Tennessee or those that like if you have to play another SEC game.
The misnomer is that they're going to get rid of these other games. Appalachian State you can't really use anymore, but you know, Northeast Louisiana is never going to play again LSU. That's not the case, because they are. They're going to figure it out, because you got to remember where all these ADs and everybody come. All these people know each other, and they know how their programs were funded when they were at smaller schools, right? I mean, and you're probably, it feels like you're inching more and more away from some of these being so many bowls. So I just think we've got to remember about the health of the game all the way through. It's not just the top teams.
Well, and as we get updates from SEC Media Days, we're going to be giving them to you today. LSU, South Carolina, Ole Miss, and Vanderbilt are the presenting teams. So again, like I said, we'll keep you updated on everything. Now, there is such a buzz in the air in Atlanta in general. We've been talking about how crazy this week has been or is going to be for Atlanta. We have so many events. Tonight is the Home Run Derby. I know we were live at Murph's all weekend with 92.9 The Game. You could feel the energy with the All-Star Village right next door. And tonight, Matt Olson will be taking the place of Ronald Acuna Jr. in the Home Run Derby. The whole roster is Matt Olson, Cal Raleigh, the big dumper that everyone's talking about, O'Neill Cruz, James Wood, Brent Rooker, Byron Buxton, Jazz Chisholm, and Junior Caminero. How do you guys feel about Matt's chances tonight? I just feel like it's written in the stars for him since he was there in 2000 as a kid.
I wish it was written in the stars. I wish it would work out. I tend to believe that the clear favorite is the big dumper. And then I actually, for me, and Abe might just like try to jump at the table with me, but I think Jazz Chisholm is my dark horse. I think that guy can really, really just yank him when he gets going. And this is one of those things where you're like, you're going to, in 2 or 3 years, you're going to randomly be at an All-Star Game Fan Fest, and you're going to have the little site where they have the chain and everything. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, I forgot Jazz Chisholm just ran into a home run derby title, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I like a couple of guys here. Obviously, Cal Raleigh makes sense. I'll get to Matt Olson in a moment. I'm fascinated by O'Neal Cruz. That guy just hits the ball harder than anyone else. His problem's going to be launch angle. He's got to get that ball elevated. He's just such a line drive hitter. I think James Wood of the Nationals, easy power. And I think that translates well into a home run derby. And then my total wild card that I have no idea what we're going to get is from the Rays slugger, Junior Caminero. I think that guy can also just walk his way into like 30 bombs in a round. The thing for Matt Olson is it's actually a better ballpark for lefties than it is for right. Mm. It's 10 feet shorter down the line. Yeah. It's 10 feet shorter to right center. He's got easy power as well. The question for me, and I hate the format. I wish we had just gone
right
back to the 10 outs. Like, yeah. I'm the old man yelling at the clouds like back in my day. But I liked it when it was just 10 outs. And if you didn't put one over the fence, it counts as an out, and 10 of those and your round's done. Olson has a long swing. I don't know how quickly he can recharge. And so I just don't know if he's going to be getting, purely from a numerical standpoint, as many swings as some of the righties.
Yeah, he is, but also his seams, when he's locked in, it feels very smooth, very effortless. So I don't
– easy power.
Yeah,
he's got it too.
So to that point, I also don't see him getting, you know, winded. And he's somewhat good shape. He's not like, you know, some of these bigger first basemen we've seen in the past.
No, look – the frustrating thing is with Ronald Acuña Jr., I was like, this guy's probably going to win the Derby at home. We've seen him perform well at the Home Run Derby. Obviously, he's come back into this season from the early injuries and is just knocking the cover off the ball. Certainly understand why they decided to pull him. He is still going to start in the All-Star game, which is good to see. But he was going to win this thing. Like, I feel pretty strongly that Acuña was going to win this. I think Olson will have a chance, but I'm not going to go out and pound the sand the way I would have for Acuña.
Well, I think that's easy, though. I understand that. I think that's probably the reason why I wish Matt Olson would win this more than anybody. Mm-hmm. I just get so sick of how – and I'm not saying you're – I know
prove the doubters wrong.
You're not doing it. No, it's not even prove the doubters. It's like the guy gets the constant crap taken on him by everybody in the city, and this is a hometown kid. And it just drives me nuts. It drives me nuts because he's so underappreciated and everything. I guarantee you there was somebody out there tweeting because Matt Olson comes up with a couple of guys. I don't think it was in the eighth inning, and he grounds out. Somebody's like, yep, the typical Olson. Don't mind the fact that the dude had three freaking RBIs. He was literally the only guy that could get a hit yesterday with runners on base. But no, let's talk about the one time he didn't. When the guy coming up behind him, who is Ronald Acuña Jr., went 0-for-5, and get him the hell out of the third spot, by the way.
Ding. Yeah, I know. I wish he could change some of the doubters today. We'll see what happens at the Home Run Derby. But coming up, we've got a lot to unpack as the show goes on. I know I had a great time at the All-Star Village over the weekend, ran the Hank Aaron 4.4 miler. So a lot going on with All-Star Week. And Braves had a pretty lengthy game yesterday. We will get into that next with the Morning Shift. We are live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.